Friends, we are continuing our series of Shirman Mishlei, the Schutz Abim Rabim Rasi Sheyichyu, this Mar Sester Bas Reb Shmuel, based on the Torah of Rabbeinu Moshe Zetzal, Perek Aleph Pasake, Yishma Chacham Yosef Lekach, Venovan Tachbulas Yikne, the wise man hearing them will gain more wisdom, the discerning man will learn to be adroit. This is referring again earlier, we speak about learning Chachma, Musr, Lahavinim Rabina, Lekachas Musr Haskel. And now we say that the wise man hearing them, hearing all this wisdom, will gain more wisdom, and the discerning man will learn to be adroit, to learn tachbulos, learn how to utilize this knowledge. The Gra writes, Yishma Chacham Yosef Lekach, Haidei Kol Aniskelel, Yishma Chacham Yosef Od Lekach, V'chacham Hu Mishalamad Harbe. So through everything we had earlier, all the things we discussed until now, the Chacham is going to hear and he will add. He will gain more wisdom. And a chacham is somebody who learned a lot. And therefore it says that he's going to take more from his rebbeim and add chachma. When the Gra says kol nitzker leil, he's referring to what he spoke about earlier. Tikun suras adam das, midos, uvemaaseh, that we spoke about earlier. So we have to understand. The inyan of Yishma Chacham Yosef Lekach is shaykh to the Mahalchei HaChachma Ba'atzmam, that the Chachma Mikoach Atzma Mechayeves Od Shmiya Ve'od Shmiya V'chein Hala. Ach Letzorach Shmiya Zo Ein Zkukim L'chol HaTikun Shehuzkar L'el. Just to be able to listen, you don't need the Tikun of Das, Midos, and Maaseh. So we have to say that besides the Mahalach of Chachma, by adding on Shmiya, there's another Mahalach of Tosefes, and that's a special inyan Miyuchad, that's a special inyan of Aliyah, that a person goes into a matzav of Shomea Mosif, like it says in Avos Vavav. And what this means is that a person's in a matzav where in the normal Mahalach of Chachma, the Shmiya that's added obligates only what's munach in the actual Shmiya. But in this special Mahalach, the Shmiya obligates an additional Hosafa more than what's in the actual Shmiya. And in this Tosefes, there's a Tanai of Aidei Kol Aniskelel. And after all the Tikkun, you get to this Matzav of Aliyah, where there is a Tosefes and Chedushim Me'ever L'Shmiya Atzav. So there are two Inyanim here. One Inyan here is the Shmiya itself, that you do what's Mischaya from the actual Shmiya. And then, Kol Aniskelel, when you Metakein Das, Midos, and Maaseh, then you will be Zoche to hear even what is beyond what is being taught to you. Not just what is munach in the Shmiya, but what is beyond the actual Shmiya. What's the difference between these two matzavim? We have a carbon tamid. Carbon tamid is the carbon that's mekayim what exists. Tamid is milashon karboni lachmi li'ishai lechem, is the food that's required for a person to exist. Two sudas a day are the ikar achil of a person. That's the food that's required for kiyum aguf. The name of HaKadosh Baruch Hu is chai ha'olamim. In other words, he's the chiyus of all of the worlds. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, in relationship to the world, is like an ishama to the guf. And just like the kiyum aguf is with two sudas, so to la'avdil, the sipuk of the chiyus of the world is by giving two tamidim. Musaf is what comes as a tosefes. Etzim shmo shel karbon is made that it's for this ribui, for more musaf, it adds. B'chol yimos achol, since they're connected to the normal mahalach of the world, that it has the chiyus for kiyum ha'olam and no more. An yantiv, that we're connecting to the mahalach apnimi of the world, to the ikar shef of the world, karbon musaf comes because of this additional chiyus that is being given to the world. Tov is shef an shleimus b'li gvul. And therefore, Tov is shaykh to the mid of Chesed, Rav Chesed ve'emes, betargum, umaske lemevan tavvan ukshot. So you see that Chesed is tavvan, is good, and emes is kshot. So the Tov is shefa v'shlemus b'li gvul. And therefore, Tov is shaykh to the mid of Chesed, umaske lemevan tavvan ukshot. Looking at the word Ra teaches us that tov, what tov is. Ra is something that stops. Ra'uah is something that's shaky. Something that's not shalem. Ro'his ro'ah ha'aretz, the earth is shaky. B'loshan HaKodesh, anytime you want to make something smaller, you add something. Ra'uah is a haktana of ra. Atzitz is haktana shel etz. So you have ra, smaller ra is ra'ua, what's shaky. You have an etz, smaller etz is an atzitz. You have an elil, elil is a small, is a haktana of kel. Kol trua is a kol mufsak, a kol that stops. So ra is something that stops, the davar mufsak. Tov, that's keneged hara, is shlemus without a hefsek. Hamalchim ha-shaltim bo'olam im shel tov v'ra. So we have in this world good and bad. Perushu shel davar sheish hafsaka hen betov, b'shef lo gvul, v'hen bedin. כדברי חוני המעגל, ריבונו של עולם, מומחי ישראל, שהוצאת ממצרים, אינן יכולים לא ברוב טובה ולא ברוב פורנות. כעסת עליהם, אינן יכולים לעמוד. השפעת עליהם טובה, אינן יכולים לעמוד. ולכן המהלך של העולם הוא ברחמים. הן בהשפעה של טוב של חסד, והן בהשפעה של דין, כיוון שאין העולם יכול לעמוד בהם, ממוזגות ונתונות ברחמים. So what happens is that we can't have unlimited good and we can't have unlimited din. Neither one, as Choni HaMagal said, we can't do Rov Tov, we can't do Rov Purana. So therefore, we need Rachamim. So the Hashpa of Tov has to be with Rachamim, and the Hashpa of Ra, of Din, has to be Berachamim. The Hashpa of Ra, but the Din that comes into the world, has to be Berachamim. So Chesed Mitzad Atzma is Nogea only to the Mashpia, and there's no Siachosis to the Mekabel, and therefore it's Beli Gvul. Rachamim is Nesina that's Mityacheset the Mekabel. It's giving that relates to the receiver, what he's able to receive. Like we see in the Gemara, that distinguishes between staka, which is rachamim, and gemilus chesed. Staka is laniyim. Gemilus chesedim is bein laniyim, bein lashirim, sukkah 49b, which means that it's believe lavchin. You don't distinguish who you're giving it to, you just give. That's chesed. Whereas staka is berachamim, that's only to the aniyim. You determine who it's being given to. Tov be'etzim is only shaykh to olam haba, and therefore schar, that always comes in a way of shlemus, its makom is only going to be in olam haba. L'man yita b'lach v'rach dayam, l'man yita b'lach l'olam shekulo tov, l'man yarichun yamecha l'olam shekulo aruch. So the only true good can be in the next world, because only in the next world you can have it b'shlemus. In this world you can't have good b'shlemus. An yomtiv, we are in the soda of a mahalach that's higher than the normal mahalach of life. And that's why it's called Yom Tov. Tov, Shefa B'li Gvul, Olam Haba, Schar, within the Seder Zman of Olam Hazeh. And therefore comes the carbon Musaf, which is about a Tosefes. And that's Kiyom HaChiyus, that establishes, that gives life, that gives existence. The Chiyus, which is the Tosefes, of Yom Tov. Even on Musaf, we find in the Pasuk, the Lashon Lechem, in the Musfei HaPesach, Tmidim are Makayim the Chiyus, and Musaf are Makayim the Tosefes Chiyus. The Maral and the Sefer HaNetzach brings from Medrash Osos Rabbi Akiva, Elu Chav Beis Osos, Vashal Shabikir Ashalib Ras Olam, Yardu Varm Lufnei Kadosh Baruch Hu, Zerm Lufan of Kitiv Ras Olam, Zerm Lufan of Bitiv Ras Olam, Vezerm Lufan of Bitiv Ras Olam. So each letter wanted God to create the world with him. With that letter. Betchilah nichnas vav, varm alfan rabbi noshalam, ratzon achal shetiv rabia olam, shebiya ta'asi litein Torah l'Yisrael, shenamar Torah tziv alana moshi, you have to create the world with me, because tough is Torah. And Hashem said, no, I'm also going to put your letter on people's foreheads, visvisa tov. So that was like a bad story, they were sinners. So the tov, that's a pasuk in Yecheskel, and the Gemara in Shabbos explains, so the Kitzer Tav has something negative to it, so the Tav went out, the Pachi Nefesh, then the Shin came in, each letter came in, came out, and weren't accepted. And then Beis came in, and said, God, I want you to create the world with me, as it says, Baruch Hashem Yom Yom. Hashem said, great, and he created the world with a Beis, Bereishis Bara. And the Gemara Medrash says, why Beis? Because Beis is Lashon Baracha, Aleph is Lashon Arur. Stephen Ezra asks, what's Pshat? Beis is Lashon Baracha. There's a pasuk, Boket Ka'aretz Ubolka, in Yeshaya Chavdal. There are many psukim with beises. So there's nothing geshmak about a beis. Bedafka beis can be used for good, beis can be used for bad, like every other letter. So why do we say beis is Baracha? So the Maral explains that what the Medrash means is that beis is a cheftz of Baracha. The whole Indian of beis is Tosefes. And that's the Sharish of Ribui. The difference between 1 and 2 is difference, much different than the difference between 2 and 3. 1 is Yechidot v'shlemut b'li tosefet klal. One is just one, and there's no addition. Tosefes and ribui starts from two, and therefore two is the shorash of all ribui and bracha. That's the essence of beis. So Matan Torah is with an Aleph, starts with an Aleph, Anochi, because that's Yechidut B'li Tosefet. Whereas the Bria is Bracha. Bria is always adding Bracha. So what this means is that Le'olam Ein Musak Shel Shnayim B'tor Makor. Hashorosh Hu'achad, two is never a Makor. The root is always one. And Shnayim is the Tosefet Ribui Al HaYachid. It's always adding on to the one. The Makor of the Bria is one, and Memela, the Bria is B'yichidut. It's all about one. That's the root. And then afterwards you have a Tosefes, that's two already, that's Beis. Ein b'briya makom l'shtei mitziuyot shel echad. Kevan sh'abriya kula yachat. Kol shnayim ein perusho shtei mitziuyot nefradot el tosefet al ha-mitziut ha-achat. If you have two, it's adding on to the one. ולכן כל שניים שבבריאה תוכנו הוא ברכה, שהיא תוספת וריבוי על האחד הקיים. גם הוא מושג כפל פירושו אותו אחד פעמיים. So that's what two is. Two is one adding on to one. כפל is also one and then another one. ולמעשה כל קיום של השניים הוא רק בצורה של כפל. פעמיים אותו אחד, כלומר השניים הם בשייכות. לאחד. בכל פעם שיש צירוף של שני דברים, הרי שצירוף זהו בהכרח תוספת בדבר אחד ויחיד ששורשו אחד. That's the whole meaning of bracha, that it's a tosefes on the one, and otherwise there's no tzeruf. So what you have is you have the shorosh which is one, and then it's revealed in two different ways because there's one makor, and it's revealed in two, which is the bracha. So the shorish of the world is Hashem Echad Ushmo Echad, which is hidden. And then from that comes ribui of bracha of two and more. As yesh etbonein b'chokhmat lashon ha-kodesh, gam b'dibur v'gam b'asiyah yesh hachpala. Et ma she'echlit adam b'pnimiyuto, hu motzi lepoal b'dibur o b'maaseh. So we have this kfelus in us. What we decide in our pnimius, then we actualize in our dibur and our maaseh. Dibur and Maisa, which don't come from a person's pnimius, don't have a shame Maisa. Kol ma sheish bedibur o b'maase, zo rak hachpala v'hotzah lepoal shel davar nimtza kvar, ein behem makor kishel atzmo. What's dibur and Maisa? It's doubling. It's being motzi lepoal, what's already inside. Ze asod shamila kefel ba b'shnei bituyim. Peh, פישניים כנגד הדיבור, כפל מלשון כף כנגד המעשה. Right, so you have double פישניים. Why is it called פישניים? Because it's מוצי לפועל. You have the thought, and then the peh is מוצי the thought, so that's two. That's why we call it פישניים. And then you also have the idea of כפל. כפל, the shorash of כפל is כף, which is keneged maaseh. So again, you had the machshava, and then your machbil, you double that when you actually go ahead and do it. The word shoneh means lachazor chalila al otam devarim, to keep doing the same thing. So the word shnayim, you have again, right? Two is milashon shoneh, otpam. The sheni, it isn't chadash, it's the ribui of the shorash, it's coming from the root. The Maharal writes that the Shorash of Bracha is Beis Reish Chaf. And that includes all the letters. Shein Yanan Shnayim. Right? The only three letters are double. Beis is double Aleph, is two. And Reish is double Kuf, which is 200. And Kaf is double Yud, which is 20, is double 10. So in the Yechidot, you have the Beis. In the Asarot, you have the Kaf. And in the hundreds, you have the Reish. Tosefet ala Yachid. You have the Yachid, and then you have the Tosefet. And therefore, Bechor, Beis Reish Chaf, he's Yoresh Pishnayim, because he's the Shoresh of the Ribui of the Father of the one root. Now you have double. So, Mirtz Hashem, we are going to continue this discussion in the next year. And Baruch Hashem, we've already learned Varam Amukim Vinifleim. Shalom, shalom, sweetest, most beloved friends.